A decade ago, it was rare to feel an earthquake in Kansas. But recently, the state has been hit with thousands of them. The most frequently shaken area has been Harper County in south-central Kansas. Residents of the Flint Hills, to the north, want to stave off earthquakes that could shake their homes by stopping oil and gas operations. From the Kansas News Service, Brian Grimmett reports.
Cindy Hodel moved to the Flint Hills to retire. She never intended to become an activist, but then an earthquake shook her house in Chase County.
The first time that I felt a big one here in this house, it just seemed so wrong.
Hodel did a little research. She used to be a columnist for the Kansas City Star and discovered that the quake likely resulted from how much wastewater oil and gas companies were pumping back into the ground. Hodel lives more than 100 miles away from the Kansas-Oklahoma border, where most of the earthquakes are happening. But when a company wanted to put a wastewater injection well just north of where she lived, she and some neighbors challenged the application at the Kansas Corporation Commission.
But we didn't know at all what that involved.
They lost. They needed to show that the well was an immediate threat to the public. Without a history of seismic activity nearby, the commissioners decided it wasn't. But they weren't discouraged. If anything, Hodel says the decision emboldened the group. They would like to protest every new well.
We know that they're causing earthquakes, so I would like to see these wells shut down, just because we've seen the damage, and I'm not convinced that the damage is being mitigated or prevented.
Hodel wants tight caps on wastewater pumping statewide. But Rick Miller of the Kansas Geological Survey doesn't think the same limits are necessary everywhere.
For example, you can look at places out in western Kansas that no earthquakes, they're injecting massive volumes, but it all has to do with the geology.
After a string of earthquakes shook Harper County, the KCC did limit the amount of wastewater that could be injected there. And it seems to have worked. Miller says the number of earthquakes in the area has been cut by more than half since the caps went into place.
What that order showed was that with targeted regulation, that we can have an impact.
Right in the middle of the main cluster of earthquakes is the city of Anthony. The mayor, Greg Cleveland, also happens to be an insurance agent.
I never thought in my life that I'd be selling earthquake insurance. Man, I tell you, when those first few hit, I mean, our office just went nuts. People, you know. But we never paid out on one.
He says that's because the insurance only pays out when there's catastrophic damage, like a whole wall falling down. Cracks in walls and foundations just aren't that big of a deal. It's also difficult to prove that it's not just the regular settling of an old house. A proposal in the Kansas legislature to require wastewater injection well operators to carry liability insurance likely wouldn't lead to payouts either. What oil and gas production has brought to Anthony is a lot of money, at least during the boom of the past decade. Gwen Warner, executive director of the Anthony Chamber of Commerce, says the earthquakes are just the cost of doing business.
If it hadn't have been for the oil that we had and some of the money that the farmers have been able to get, it could have been pretty tough for this county, I think, really.
Warner says she, like many in Anthony, eventually got used to the tremors. She says she's also felt significantly fewer quakes since the KCC put a cap on injections here.
I think at this point they have been doing enough because we used to have some pretty good shakers and we haven't really had too many.
Geophysicist Rick Miller says he'll continue to monitor earthquakes around Kansas and is gaining a better understanding of where people should and shouldn't put new wastewater injection wells.
If somebody came up and the KCC said somebody wants a permit to install a disposal well right into this particular area where we know from our earthquake maps that we've had a lot of activity, well, we probably want to steer away from doing that.
Currently, the criteria for approving a new well is primarily based on whether it would contaminate any nearby fresh water sources. The possibility of earthquakes isn't a factor. Cindy Hodel in the Flint Hills is lobbying state lawmakers to make it one. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.